Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning out there, weather watchers. It's your friend Duncan Sunshine here. And I know what you're thinking. There is some truth to the old expression, too much of a good thing. We are in the midst of a massive heat wave as record temps are roasting the region. We could hit as high as 115 on the thermometer today, and there is no end in sight. But on a personal note, if you see yours truly sweating today, it's not because of the heat. It's because of the wonderful new lady in my life. Shout out to the beautiful Laura Lovejoy. You are the sunshine of my life.
I think my eyeballs are frying.
This is not that hot.
Felix, it's gotta be like 110 degrees. And the sun is just coming up.
Okay. So, it's a little warm. We'll just dip our toes in the water.
I'm diving in.
Can you swim?
Not really, but I'd rather drown than melt. What if the heat keeps getting worse? I don't know how to stop it.
You will.
How? Without the Book of Nature, I have no idea what I'm doing.
We'll keep looking for it.
We've been looking all night. We went to every neighbor. Even checked all the recycling bins. The book is gone. Oh no.
What? A shark?
What if someone stole the book?
Who would even know about it?
I don't know. My grandma said someone was out to get her. Maybe they're out to get me too.
You're sounding kinda paranoid.
Maybe it's because I feel like a Thanksgiving turkey in the oven.
We can figure this out, Nate. You've still got the power and the key. You just need to summon the wisdom of the elders or something.
The elders are dead, Felix. And we will be too if the temperature keeps rising. Maybe this is what killed the dinosaurs. Just a messed up girl who couldn't turn off the heat.
Okay, there's so much wrong in that statement, but look down in the water, by your feet.
Oh! Lots of fish. Lots of big fish.
Exactly. You don't have the book, but you have the key. And nature still responds to you. Just tell it how.
I hate fish. Ugh. Fine.
Hello there, little Susie. Are you listening to me?
That's our Mother Nature.
Ray, there you are. Did you hear my report?
The sunshine of your life? Really, Daddy?
Look at the text Laurel sent me.
Heart emoji, kiss emoji. How sweet. What's in the box? A present for her?
Actually, this is a present for you. Something I found at the Lovejoy residence.
Is this?
Ray, this is the Book of Nature.
House could use some freshening up, but it has good bones.
Good bones? What?
I could see a swimming pool going in that backyard
once
the garden is taken care of.
Absolutely.
What
the
is she talking
is going.
About?
Can I ask, what does that door down the hall lead to?
That's none of your business.
Chloe, this is Gregory. He's helping us sell the house.
I want him out.
Chloe, don't be rude.
Did you go through the books?
Excuse me? What books?
Chloe, that's enough.
I want him out. Now. This house is not for sale.
Don't listen to her. She's emotional. But the house will be ready.
All right. I'll be in touch.
Just go, you Vulture, get out!
What is that? Rodent!
Not again!
Oscar, show him out.
Okay, I'm going.
What is wrong with you? Are you trying to ruin our lives?
You can't sell this house. Grandma would never want that. She'd want me to have it.
Oh, really? Then why didn't she leave a will?
I don't know. She was busy.
Busy? Always too busy to do the right thing for her family.
You didn't know her. You didn't care about her. You can't wait to forget all about her.
You don't think this is hard on me too, Chloe? I know you think I'm heartless, but she was my mom. And I miss her, and I loved her too. What I'm feeling, it's complicated because she wasn't there for me.
Like you're never there for me?
That's fair. I guess I never learned how to be a good mother. Honestly, it's painful for me to live here.
Don't you have any good memories of this place?
I brought you here right after you were born. She held you with such tenderness. I'd never seen that side of her before, at least that I could remember. You were her pride and joy. But I can't do this anymore. I want us to have a fresh start, Chloe. I know we can have a better life.
I'm not leaving here. You don't understand what could happen. It's already happening because of you.
The house is being sold. Stop trying to ruin my life. I'm your mother.
You're not my mother. You never have been. I'm going to stay with Felix.
Chloe!
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Ugh, it's so hot. What is Chloe doing? She's like the worst Mother Nature ever.
It's too much for her. That's why we are going to take the power.
Me. I'm going to be Mother Nature.
That's what I said. Behold the glory of nature, Ray.
Yeah. How do we make this happen?
Open the book.
What? Is this some kind of joke?
What's wrong, sweetheart?
I can't read it! It's like the letters are swimming around or something! This is so unfair!
It only works for her.
What?
I guess the book only works if you've been handed the job.
By the last Mother Nature.
Exactly. In the legends, there's a ceremony and some powerful item that signifies a passing of power.
The key.
What?
Zoo Girl wears this weird key around her neck. She only started wearing it after her grandmother died.
The key. The key is the key.
I can try to get it from her. I kind of pretended to make friends with her during that whole tree on the soccer field thing.
She trusts you?
Not yet, but she will. She believes we both hate the idea of you dating her mom.
That is perfect.
What's perfect?
Come on, let's go get my skis out of storage.
Skis? It's like 900 degrees.
Not up in the mountains, it isn't.
I'm sorry, Grandma. This is why I didn't want the responsibility. I ruined everything. Everything. It's just getting hotter and hotter. I lost the book. And if the house is sold, the aquarium goes with it. I don't know what you even saw in me to think I could manage any of this in the first place. What do you want, bird? Whoa. I don't know if I want you on my shoulder. Is this some sort of sign? Wait, it's the ash-throated flycatcher. Are you trying to tell me something? If I'm supposed to understand your language, I don't. And if there was some sort of clue in the Book of Nature, we're both out of luck. Gosh, you're kind of beautiful. Grandma said you were created by my great-great-great-grandmother, you know?
I wonder if I'll get to create something.
I see you creating something big and scary. Like a cross between a polar bear and a shark with octopus arms.
That's... well, actually, that sounds pretty cool. But I'm not going to be creating anything if I don't figure this out.
I saw the realtor going into your house. You didn't hurt him, did you?
I was tempted, but it's not his fault. It's my mom. She's the one selling the house. She's the one who wants to forget all about my grandma.
That's not true.
It is. She says the house just makes her sad. But she doesn't understand. She doesn't know why my grandma wasn't around, or why the house is important, or...
Then maybe you need to tell her.
What?
She's mad because her mother was never around. But she doesn't know her mother was Mother Nature. Tell her, Chloe. Tell her who her mother was. Tell her who you are.
But she's such a train wreck.
So are you. She's been lied to her whole life. By her mom, and now by her daughter, too. I know she's let you down. But doesn't she deserve a chance to know the truth?
Yeah, maybe she does.
Chloe, I'm sorry. I said some things that I didn't mean. But I love you, and... I'll call you back. Who is it?
Hey, it's Duncan Sunshine.
Laurel, what's wrong? Have you been crying?
My family is falling apart.
Oh, you miss your mother.
And I miss my daughter, too. I always do the wrong thing. I always make the wrong choice.
We all make mistakes, Laurel. You put too much pressure on yourself to be perfect. It's not fair.
I had a terrible fight with Chloe.
I'm sorry to hear that. But I know you'll make it right. I see how much you love her.
Yes, I do. What are you doing here?
Oh, this heat wave isn't going to break anytime soon, so I had an idea. Come with me. Up to the mountains. They have snow up there. We'll go skiing. Ray is sleeping over at a friend's.
I don't know. Chloe says she's staying next door at Felix's house, but...
I promise it'll help. You'll give Chloe a chance to cool off, and then you'll come back and make this right.
Okay. Let me go pack.
Don't take too much time. The mountains await.
Grandma's garden is wilting from the heat. Half of the plants are already dead. It won't survive another couple of days of this. And Duncan Sunshine keeps warning about a big storm coming.
You'll tell your mom the truth.
Wherever she is.
She'll help you find the book, and you can use the equipment downstairs. I'll help you replant the whole thing.
What if Mom still wants to sell the house? What if she doesn't care?
She'll care. This is her family legacy, too. She's Mother Nature's mom. How cool is that?
Cool. What a nice word.
Balance, Chloe. Let's see if you can do this without the book. Clear your head and your emotions. Balance.
Balance. Balance.
Did you feel that?
Is that a cool breeze?
I think you're doing it.
Balance.
Chloe! Chloe Lovejoy, are you back there?
Is that Ray?
What is she doing here?
Shh.
Chloe, I'm so glad I found you. This is a disaster.
What's going on?
My dad, your mom.
What about them?
They're going up to the mountains.
Together? Of course they are.
You don't understand. They're going to get married.
We'll be right back.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.